Welcome to the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, June 2nd, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of cryptocurrency news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Key players primed to benefit from $427 billion institutional inflows to Bitcoin. Bitcoin's momentum continues to rise as new crypto laws are enacted in five U.S. states, driving prices higher. With projections of reaching $200,000 by year-end, institutions like Standard Chartered and BitQuant predict significant growth fueled by ETF inflows and institutional allocations. A UTXO and Bitwise joint report forecasts $427 billion in institutional inflows by 2026, with 120 billionaires expected this year. Metalfa Technologies Limited, MATH, stands out as a digital wealth management company offering Bitcoin derivatives and structured products, uniquely positioned to benefit from Bitcoin's rise. Metaplanet, OTCQX MTPLF, in Japan leads in Bitcoin treasury, boasting record earnings and aggressive BTC accumulation. Coinbase Global, NASDAQ, makes history by being included in the S&P 500 index and acquiring Deribit, a major crypto options exchange. Strategy Inc., NASDAQ MSTR, has transitioned to become the largest Bitcoin treasury company, reporting impressive Q1 earnings and significant BTC holdings. For more information, consult the provided sources. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.